The vacuum pump and evacuation setup. While your vacuum stalls, the pump and the rig that gets you to a deep vacuum fast, sizing the pump CFM, why fresh oil and the gas ballast matter, car removal tools and large bar hoses, the right manifold connections, and the triple evacuation slash nitrogen sweep technique that fixes a stalled pull down. From the launch my HVAC knowledge base, what it is. A good evacuation is half tool, half technique, and most of the time a system that won't pull down isn't a leak, it's a bad setup choking the flow. The micron gauge tells you whether you're dry and tight. This article is about the pump, and the connections that get you there quickly and let you actually reach a deep vacuum. Wrong pump, tired oil, Schrader core still in, and skinny hoses will stall you at 1,500 microns forever no matter how long you wait. How it works. A vacuum pump removes gas molecules to drop the absolute pressure way down. You evacuate for two reasons, to pull out air a non-condensable that raises head pressure and ruins capacity and to boil off moisture water makes acid and kills compressors. Water only boils out once the pressure is low enough. Pull deep enough and liquid water inside flashes to vapor at room temperature and gets carried out. The catch is conductance, how easily gas flows from the system, through your hoses and fittings, to the pump's intake. Deep in the vacuum range there's almost no pressure, pushing the remaining molecules toward the pump, so every restriction matters enormously. A Schrader core is a tiny orifice, a 1/4 hose is a straw. At a shallow vacuum they barely matter, but going deep they throttle flow to a trickle. The pump pulls a beautiful vacuum on itself while the system stays wet. That's why the rigged big bore, cores out, short runs is as important as the pump. Two pump features matter for field work. CFM rating is displacement, how fast it moves gas at the easy high end of the pull down. Bigger CFM equals faster on bigger slash longer systems. Gas ballast is a valve that bleeds dry air in during compression so water vapor doesn't condense inside the pump and foul the oil cracket on a wet system. Close it for the final pull. And the thing that limits how deep any pump pulls is its oil. Once it's saturated with moisture it can't pull deep, which is the most common reason a good pump caps out at a few thousand microns. In the field, how to set up so you actually get there. Size the pump to the job. A small system off a short line set evacuates fine on a modest pump. A big, long, or wet system wants more CFM and a clean two-stage pump. Start with fresh oil. Clean oil pulls deeper and faster. If the last job was wet, change it first. Remove the Schrader cores with core removal tools built-in ball valve. Biggest single speed-up, cores can triple your evacuation time or stop you from ever reaching target. Large bore hoses, short runs. 3/8 or larger evacuation hoses. Skinny 1/4 charging hoses are flow killers at deep vacuum. Connect to both sides so you're not evacuating the whole system through the metering device. A TXV or piston is itself a restriction. Put the micron gauge on the system. Isolated from the pump. Reading at the pump measures the pump's vacuum and lies about the system. Crack the gas ballast on a wet system during the main pull. Close it for the final pull down. Pull to target, then valve off the pump, and run the standing slash decay test before you charge. If it stalls, triple evacuate, break the vacuum with dry nitrogen, pull down again. Two or three cycles dry a stubborn system far faster than one long pull. Normal values and targets. Vacuum target. Pull to 500 microns or below before the standing test. Many techs aim 300 to 500 for margin. Pump CFM. Field pumps commonly run roughly 4 to 8 CFM. Bigger CFM for bigger slash longer slash wet systems. CFM sets speed, not ultimate depth. Ultimate vacuum. A healthy two-stage pump with good oil can reach well below the target. If it can't get the pump alone deep, the pump slash oil is the problem, not the system. Hose size, 3/8 or larger evacuation hoses. Cores removed, 1/4 charging hoses are too restrictive for fast deep evacuation. Oil, change it before a wet job and after. Saturated oil caps your achievable vacuum. Atmospheric reference, sea level is about 760,000 microns, 29 inches on a needle gauge is still around 25,000 microns. Nowhere near dry. That's why you evacuate to microns, not inches. Common faults and what they mean. Can't get below about 1,000 to 2,000 microns no matter how long you pull to restriction cores in. 1/4 hoses, contaminated oil, a big moisture load or a leak. Pull the cores, change the oil, sweep with nitrogen, and recheck for leaks before blaming the system. Pump pulls deep on itself, but the system stays high to flow restriction between pump and system, or the gauge is on the wrong side. Remove cores, go large bore, read at the system. Vacuum looks great, then climbs when you isolate the pump to a climb that plateaus as residual moisture. A climb that never stops is a leak. The decay test distinguishes them. Pump runs hot. Oil turns milky to its ingesting moisture and emulsifying. Crack the gas ballast and change the oil. Milky oil can't pull deep. Cold day. Moisture won't come out to water boils slower when cold. Be patient. Sweep with nitrogen or gently warm the area. Tech tips and gotchas. Cores out. Big hoses. Short runs. Every time. This is the difference between a 20-minute evacuation and a 2-hour one. A deep vacuum, restrictions dominate. And a bigger pump won't fix a restricted rig. A 10 CFM pump stalls just like a 4 CFM one if the cores are in and you're on 1/4 hoses. Fix the flow path first. Fresh oil is free speed. Moisture-saturated oil is the most common reason a good pump won't pull down. Change it often, especially after wet systems. On a wet job, crack the gas ballast during the main pull. It keeps water vapor from condensing in the pump and wrecking the oil. Then close it for the final pull down. Don't evacuate through the metering device and triple evacuate a stubborn one. Connect to both sides so you're not pulling the whole system through a TXV or piston. If it stalls, break the vacuum with dry nitrogen and pull down again. 2 or 3 quick cycles beat 1 marathon pull on a wet system. Safety/code notes. Break vacuums with dry nitrogen only, never oxygen or shop air. Oxygen with oil is an explosion hazard, and shop air carries moisture the opposite of what you're trying to do. Don't pull a running compressor into a deep vacuum on the low side. It can draw air past seals and, on rolls, cause damage. Evacuation is done with the compressor off. Recovered refrigerant goes to recovery, not to atmosphere. Handle per EPA 608 before you ever put a vacuum pump on the system. A past standing/decay test before releasing charge is non-negotiable on a quality install. The pump and rig get you to a deep vacuum. The micron gauge proves you're dry and tight.